All right, ready for this? We're going deep on customizing large language models, LLMs for short. And you might be thinking, whoa, hold on, customize. I can barely type an email without messing things up. But trust me, this isn't as hard as it sounds. It's about showing these, super smart AIs how your world works, like using your company's data, your research, maybe even like your grandma's secret cookie recipe, right? Think of it this way. You got this brilliant student, learns anything, but they need a bit of help, some direction, right? That's where these four techniques come in. We've got prompting, RAG, LoRA, and then full fine-tuning. And each one kind of takes you further down this rabbit hole of customization. The best part is you get to pick the adventure. So we'll start easy prompting. It's like a quick chat with our star student. Give them a little nudge, a question, see what they come up with.
Exactly. So let's say you wanted to analyze customer reviews, your new product, right? A basic prompt could be, give me the overall sentiment, these reviews.
Makes sense. But let's say you want to get specific. Not just if people like the product, but why they like it. That's when things get kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we can do something called few-shot prompting. Basically, you give the LLM some examples first, like this review's positive because it talks about how durable the product is, or this one's negative because it complains about the price. And then you ask it to look at all the other reviews, using those examples as a guide.
So you're like giving our student a cheat sheet, but for like understanding opinions and feelings.
Yeah.
Clever. But could this few shot thing work for something way more complex? Like, say I'm a historian trying to analyze some really old text.
It could, yeah. And for that, there's chain of thought prompting. So you give the LLM some examples, but you break down your reasoning step by step. Like you might show it how you figured out who a historical figure was.
Yeah.
In a text, just using context clues, right?
Yeah.
You ask it to do the same thing, use that logic for other texts.
So you're basically teaching it to think like a historian, breaking down all the evidence,
mm-hmm.
and then building an argument. That's powerful stuff. But even with all these fancy prompting techniques, I can't help but think, what if the LLM just makes stuff up? Like, goes off on some random tangent based on, I don't know, something it saw on the internet.
Yeah, I get it. And that's kind of where we hit the limits of prompting. LLMs can sometimes hallucinate.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a word you'd expect to hear when talking about AI, but it does make sense. So what's the fix when our star student starts seeing things?
Well, that's where our next technique comes in.
Uh-huh.
RG, or retrieval augmented generation. It's where we bring your data into the mix.
Ooh, now we're talking. So how does RAG work exactly? Is it
yes.
like feeding the LLM my entire research library or something?
It's a little more sophisticated than that. It's more like creating this super organized index for all your data. We use what are called vector databases to break it all down, make it searchable.
Wait, hold on, back up. Vector databases. Explain it to me like I'm five, please.
All right, so imagine you have a giant library, but instead of books, it's all these pieces of information, facts, ideas, research snippets, a vector database. It turns all those pieces into points on a map, kind of like a multidimensional map. So when the LLM needs some info, it can search that map super fast, find the most relevant points, instead of having to dig through the whole library.
So it's like giving the LLM a GPS for my data so it doesn't get lost, right? No more hallucinations.
It drastically reduces them, yeah. Because now it's got specific verified info to work with.
Maybe
but it's
like any GPS, right? The accuracy depends on the quality of the map. If you put in garbage data, you'll get garbage results.
Right, classic garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
So Reggie seems pretty powerful, but I have a feeling there's more to the story, right?
You're right. Sometimes you need more than just access to the data. Sometimes you need to actually fine-tune the LLM itself.
Fine-tuning, that sounds intense. Like, are we taking our star student and putting them through some kind of super rigorous training program or something? It's a good analogy. But there are different levels of intensity, even in fine-tuning. We can start with the more approachable option, LoRA, or low-rank adaptation.
LoRA. Now, from what I've heard, this is where things get a little technical,
yeah.
But maybe we can break it down a bit. Is it kind of like tweaking the settings on a powerful machine, to make it work better for a specific job?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. Instead of rebuilding the whole machine, LoRA just focuses on adjusting the essential parts. See, LLMs have millions, even billions of these things called parameters.
Okay.
Think of them as like the knobs and dials that control how it processes info.
Okay, so I'm picturing this giant control panel thousands of buttons and levers. Whoa.
Exactly. And retraining the entire model on all your data. It'd be like recalibrating every single control. Super time-consuming, resource-intensive.
So Laura finds a shortcut.
Exactly. Yeah. It figures out which parameters are most important for a specific task. And then adjusts only those, leaves the rest untouched.
So it's like finding the key settings that need tweaking for optimal performance, right? That sounds much more manageable. But how does Laura compare to full fine-tuning then? The one you mentioned earlier.
Well, Laura often does just as well as full fine-tuning, but it uses way less computing power and time. It's a good option for, you know, striking that balance between customization and efficiency.
So Laura is like fine-tuning on a budget. I get it. But now let's talk about the big leagues, full fine-tuning. When does it make sense to go all in on that?
Full fine-tuning, that's the ultimate power move. You're basically reshaping the whole model to fit your specific data, like a glove. If you need an LLM that truly embodies your expertise, understands your field at the deepest level, full fine-tuning is the gold standard.
Wow, that sounds incredible. But if I gotta ask, is it really necessary for most people? I mean, wouldn't Laura be enough in a lot of cases?
You're absolutely right. Full fine-tuning is heavy duty. That's for situations where you need the absolute highest level of control and deep integration of your knowledge. It takes a lot of resources, a massive data set. And expertise to avoid potential problems.
Problems like what?
One big risk is overfitting. If your data set isn't big and diverse enough, the LLM might become too specialized, like a student who only memorizes answers for a specific test.
Yeah.
You know? It might ace that test, but struggle with anything else.
So it's like you create this expert, brilliant in one tiny area, but totally clueless about everything else. Not ideal.
Exactly. And remember, full fine-tuning. It takes a lot of computing power, time, which means it costs money. You have to weigh the benefits against the resources.
Okay, so not a decision to make lightly, but when done right, it sounds like full fine-tuning can unlock some really groundbreaking applications.
Absolutely. It's about matching the technique to your goals and resources.
Right, so we've explored the spectrum. From simple prompting to full-blown fine-tuning, it's like we've given our listeners this map of the LLM customization landscape. But how do they actually choose the right path for them?
Well, that's where it comes back to you, the listener. Think about your needs, your resources, and, you know, how comfortable you are with tech.
So let's say I'm a researcher, right? I've got tons of data, but not much technical expertise. What would you recommend?
Start simple. Try experimenting with prompting. See how far you get. If you need to bring in your data, then explore ArcGIS. There are user-friendly vector databases now. They've made it a lot easier.
And if I hit a wall with those techniques?
Then Laura might be the next step. There are tons of resources and frameworks out there to help you get started with Laura fine-tuning.
And when does the full fine-tuning behemoth come into play?
You should save that for when you need the absolute best performance and have the resources and expertise to back it up. It's the ultimate customization tool, but it's complex and it can be expensive.
So it's all about picking the right tool for the job. No need to go overboard if you can reach your goals with a simpler approach.
Exactly. And remember, the tech's always changing. What's complex today might be a piece of cake tomorrow.
That's reassuring. So what about all the tools and technologies you mentioned? Like, where can our listeners go to learn more?
Instead of bombarding you with a huge list, we've picked out some specific resources. They're in the See Also section, linked in the show notes. You'll find links to resources on prompting, RAG implementation guides, Laura fine-tuning frameworks, and best practices for full fine-tuning.
Fantastic. So our listeners have everything they need to get started on their own LLM customization journey.
Exactly. The key is just taking that first step and experimenting. You might be surprised by what you can do.
That's a great point. And that actually wraps up our look at the first three techniques for customizing LLMs, prompting, .rag, and Laura. We hope you've learned something new and are excited to start experimenting yourself. Coming up in part two, we'll dive into the world of full fine-tuning, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss it. Until then, happy customizing. So fine-tuning, it's like taking our star student and putting them through boot camp.
Yeah, kind of. But even with fine-tuning, there are different levels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's start with the more approachable option, I guess you could say. Laura, low-rank adaptation.
Laura. Now, this is where things get maybe a little more technical, but can we try to, like, demystify it a little? Is it sort of like tweaking the settings on a machine to make it work better for a specific task?
Yeah, I like that analogy. Instead of rebuilding the whole thing, Laura, just adjust the parts that matter.
Yeah.
So LLMs have millions, sometimes billions of these things called parameters.
Okay.
Think of them like the knobs and dials that control how it processes information.
Right. So I'm picturing like a giant control panel with tons of buttons and levers.
Exactly. And if you were to retrain the entire model on all your data, it'd be like recalibrating every single control. Take a lot of time and resources.
So Laura Tsai finds a shortcut.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It figures out which parameters are most important for your specific task and adjusts only those. The rest stay the same.
So it's like finding those key settings to tweak for optimal performance. That sounds way more manageable. So how does it compare to full fine-tuning then?
Well, Lorenessa can often achieve similar results to full fine-tuning, but it uses a lot less computing power and time. So it's a good choice if you need to. Balance customization and efficiency, you know.
Laura's like fine-tuning on a budget.
I like that, yeah.
I like it. All right, but now let's talk about the big leagues here. Full fine-tuning, when would you actually need to go all in on that?
Well, full fine-tuning, that's like the ultimate power move, you know. You're essentially reshaping the entire model to fit your data perfectly, like a glove. So if you need an LLM that really embodies your expertise, understands your field deeply, full fine-tuning is the way to go.
That's amazing. But is it really necessary for, like, most people? Wouldn't Laura be enough in most situations?
You're right. Full fine-tuning, it's a heavy-duty solution.
Yeah.
It's best for when you need that absolute top-level control and a really deep integration of your knowledge.
Makes sense.
It requires a lot of resources, a huge data set, and expertise to avoid some potential
issues.
Issues, like what?
One big risk is overfitting if your data set isn't
big
enough, diverse enough. The LLM could become too specialized.
Okay.
Like a student who only memorizes answers for one specific test, it might pass that test, but struggle with anything else.
So you're saying it's like, you create an expert, right?
Okay.
Brilliant in one super narrow area, but totally clueless about everything else.
Exactly. Yeah. And full fine-tuning requires a lot of computing power, a lot of time. And that translates to cost. You know, so you really have to weigh the potential benefits against the resources it takes. Yeah. Not a decision to be made lightly, but it sounds like. Full fine-tuning, when it's done right, can unlock some really groundbreaking things.
Absolutely. It's about finding the right tool for the job.
Right. So we've gone from simple prompting to this powerful fine-tuning. It's like we've given everyone this map of the LLM customization world. But how do they actually choose the right path for them?
Well, that's where it comes back to you, the listener. You got to think about what you need, what resources you have, and how comfortable you are with the technology.
Okay, so let's say I'm a researcher. I have tons of data, but not a ton of technical know-how. What would you suggest?
I'd say start simple. Experiment with prompting first. See how far that gets you. And if you need to use your own data, then look into RAG. There are some really user-friendly vector databases out there now that made it much easier to use.
And what if I hit a wall with those?
Then Laura could be your next step. There are a ton of resources and frameworks to help you get started with Laura fine-tuning.
Okay. And when is the full fine-tuning thing come into play?
I would say that for when you absolutely need the best performance possible and you have the resources and the know-how to do it right. It's a powerful tool, but it comes with its own set of challenges.
I see. So it's about choosing the right tool for the job, right?
Exactly.
No need to overdo it if a simpler approach can get you there.
Yeah, and the technology is always evolving. What seems complex today might be much easier tomorrow.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So what about all the tools and technologies we've talked about? Where can people go to explore them further?
Well, rather than giving you a giant list, we've curated some specific resources for you. They're in the See Also section linked in the show notes. You'll find resources on prompting, RAG implementation guides, Laura fine-tuning frameworks, and best practices for full fine-tuning.
Awesome. So everyone listening has everything they need to start their own LLM customization adventure.
The most important thing is just get started. Start experimenting. And don't be afraid to try a new thing.
That's great advice. That's a great takeaway. So we've covered fine-tuning. We've talked about the different approaches and how to choose the right one for now. Now, let's shift gears a bit. What really excites you about this whole LLM customization thing?
What I find really fascinating is the potential, you know? We're giving people the power to create AIs that truly understand their world.
Yeah.
The possibilities are, they're kind of mind-blowing.
I mean, example, paint a picture for our listeners. What could this look like in real life?
Okay, so imagine a doctor who specializes in a rare disease. They've spent years compiling research, case studies, patient data, all that. And now they can train an LLM on all of that knowledge. So they have this AI assistant that can help them diagnose patients more accurately, discover new treatments, even predict potential complications.
That's incredible. It's like giving every expert in every field their own superpowered sidekick. But it goes beyond just specialized knowledge.
Absolutely.
This could change how we learn, how we process information in general.
For sure. Imagine, like, students who are struggling with a difficult concept. What if they could interact with an LLM that's been trained on their textbooks, their notes, even their own study guides? It could really personalize the learning experience, adapt to their needs, make education more engaging.
So we're not just making things easier. We're unlocking totally new possibilities. But I have to ask, is this all a little too futuristic? Is it really something that everyday people can actually access and use?
That's what's so exciting. The tools and resources for customizing LLMs, they're becoming more accessible all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you don't need to be some tech giant or have a PhD in computer science to get started.
That's good to know.
There are user-friendly platforms, open source tools, online communities, all to help you along the way.
That's great. So it's not just a pipe dream for, the tech elite.
No, it's a real opportunity for anyone who's curious and wants to explore.
That's a powerful message. The future of AI isn't something happening to us. It's something we're all actively shaping.
Yeah. Exactly. To everyone listening, don't be intimidated by the tech. Start small. Experiment. Have fun. You might surprise yourself.
That's a great note to end on. That's it for our deep dive into customizing LLMs. We hope you've learned a lot about what this tech can do and feel ready to explore it further. Until next time, keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. All right, so we've talked about fine-tuning, right? We've talked about the different ways to do it and how to figure out which one's best for you. But let's step back for a second. What gets you excited about all this whole LLM customization thing?
Well, it's the potential that really gets me going. Mm-hmm. We're talking about giving folks the ability to create AIs that really, truly understand their world. Mm. You know, I mean, the applications are just, they're mind-blowing.
Okay, so give me an example. Paint a picture for our listeners. What could this actually look like, you know, in the real world?
All right, so picture this. You've got a doctor, right? Specializes in some rare disease. They spent years, decades maybe, gathering research, case studies, patient data, all that. And now they can take all that knowledge and train an LLM on it.
Okay.
Suddenly they've got this AI assistant, right? They can help them diagnose patients better, maybe even find new treatments, predict complications, you name it.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. Like giving every expert in every field their own superpowered sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's bigger than that, isn't it? It's not just about specialized knowledge. It could change how we learn, how we process information just in general, right?
Oh, absolutely. Think about students, right? Struggling with some tough concept. Mm. What if they could talk to an LLM, one that's been trained on their textbooks, their notes, even their own study guides?
Mm.
It could, you know, personalize the learning process, adapt to what they need, make it more fun, more effective, the whole nine yards.
So we're not just making things easier, we're opening up all these new doors. It's amazing, but, and maybe this is just me, but is it a little too futuristic? I mean, can regular people actually use this stuff?
That's what makes this so exciting. The tools, the resources, they're getting easier to use all the time. You don't need to be some tech whiz or have a fancy degree in computer science to get started.
Okay, that's good to hear.
You've got user-friendly platforms, open source tools, online communities, all sorts of stuff to help you along.
So it's not just some pipe dream for, I don't know, Silicon Valley billionaires or something.
Nope, it's a real opportunity. Anyone with a little curiosity can jump in and start exploring.
I love that. It's a powerful message, right? The future of AI, it's not happening to us. It's something we're all creating together.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And to everyone listening, you know, don't be scared of the tech. Start small, play around with it, have some fun. You might be surprised what you can do.
That's a great takeaway. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into customizing LLMs. We hope you've learned a lot about what this technology can do and feel inspired to jump in and explore. Until next time, keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing those boundaries.